Back with another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you.
Indeed we are. And we've got this message. Tri-State Livestock News. They cover all aspects of agriculture. They talk about grains, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events and opportunities. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Next time you're in the Black Hills, you're going to want to stop by Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. Check out the South 40, same room with great craft items, antiques, and collectibles. They're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 5, or by appointment, and you can call Yesterday's Antiques at 605-642-5884. Kim, how do people get things to us?
They just send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Now, technically, that is K-I-M-H. B-U-R-G-E, B as in boy, U-R-G-E @gmail.com. That's where to go. And what have you got for good stuff, Mike? More of those words?
I have another southern word for you to think about. Maybe two. If you're having a conversation with someone and you give your thoughts and opinions, then chances are the other person will chime in. That's when they kick off their spiel with, I reckon. In most cases, this southern word substitutes in place of I believe, I imagine, suppose, or think. We reckon that these southern phrases aren't too hard to understand. Wouldn't you agree? Besides that, the word reckon kind of becomes catchy once you start using it.
I reckon so.
I reckon. Oh, there it is. Have you ever heard the phrase full as a tick?
Oh, indeed I have.
Yeah, that's just, yes. That's everywhere, not just southern.
Yeah, that's not just southern.
But anyway, maybe it originated in the south.
Okay.
We all know the feeling of getting too full after eating a delicious meal. You feel this more if it's a home-cooked meal, of course, because who cooks better than your parents? Your belly is on the verge of blowing up, so what do you say? You utter the words, I'm full as a tick. If you don't live in tick country, after they enjoy a healthy dose of blood, they can quickly balloon up. It might not be the most inviting thing to visualize, but it's accurate, I guess. Full as a tick.
Yep. You're right. It's not attractive, but we certainly hear it, don't we? Okay, I did some of these, a week or so ago. Things all cat owners have secretly done at least once. I've got some more of those. They secretly have done this at least once. Never calling your cat by the name you actually gave it. Usually calling it something along the lines of Snoopy Paws Fluffy Kittens or just the cat when you are angry at it.
The cat.
The cat. Another thing cat owners have secretly done, holding your cat up to the mirror so it can see its own reflection, even though for some reason it is not interested in this at all.
They're not interested in much of anything.
They're not. And you just, I guess, looking in the mirror, you just want to see how cute the two of you look.
Okay.
Okay, and you can convince yourself that your cat attacking you is a sign of love, and you will put your feetsie in the line of attack just because it's kind of cute.
I thought that was because you were making it mad about something.
Well, that can happen too. Other things cat owners have secretly done, spending way longer than you should holding the door open for the cat, waiting for it to decide whether it wants to be in or out, and fully trying to reason with your cat to make a decision.
Come on, cat, in or out, let's go.
That's right. And I think that happens to dogs too. Okay, another one, desperately trying to convince people to look at your cat whenever they do something slightly unusual. That happens.
No.
Yeah,
that's why we have all them dumb cat videos on the internet.
Yeah, talking about that, taking hundreds of photos of your cat that are remarkably similar because they tend to fall asleep in the same places.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. Saying hello, kitty, and bye-bye when your cat is going for its daily sprint around the house, and saying bless you, kitty, when they sneeze.
No.
Okay, those are a few. We'll save some for later. These are all things cat owners have secretly done at least once.
I have some more of those truths about life to share with you today. If you want to jot these down, put them out there on this, scratch them into the dash of your pickup or sing. Now, this should scare you. Do you realize that in about 40 years, we're going to have thousands of old ladies running around with tattoos? And rap music will be the golden oldies. Never. Never will that be the golden
oldies. I don't think that's going to happen.
Anyway, money can't buy happiness, but somehow it's more comfortable to cry in a Corvette than a Yugo. One more of those. After a certain age, if you don't wake up aching in every joint, you're probably dead.
Oh, no.
So you can observe a lot just by watching, says Yogi Berra.
Oh, well, that's probably very true. Hey, thank you so much. We've delighted that you've joined us today for some of the good stuff.